And with me now in the KRVS studios is Jennifer Ritter-Guidry from the Center for Louisiana Studies here on the UL Lafayette campus. She's here to talk about their backyard series, which takes place on Tuesday evenings, every second Tuesday of the month. And you all are coming into your great series of fall programs. And this evening is a program on basketry. I don't know if you've had one of those before. You have not addressed that. And it's certainly it's a craft and an art that many people have a great affection for and really look for the artisans of this craft. So I'm sure there will be a lot of people very interested in the program this evening.
Oh, absolutely. There's such an interesting, you know, variety to the basket weaving tradition in Louisiana. Each of our Native American tribes has its own identity, so to speak, through the baskets and the materials that they use and the techniques that they use when they and the patterns that they make. And so it's this is very exciting. I'm really excited about the topic this evening. It is in conjunction with Vermilionville's Native American Culture Day, which is coming up later this month. And we've been trying to, with our programming, kind of match up the Culture Day themes throughout the year so that you get a double dose.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk just a bit about the basketry. I mean, I guess we assume most people have seen these baskets, but they are very unique to mm-hmm. Louisiana. And as you said, there are many different styles. Do you have any yourself? Have you collected any of those?
I do not, but my mother mm-hmm. does. My mother is an avid collector of baskets. She always has been. We tease her about it. Mm-hmm. And so she does have a very nice collection of Louisiana baskets. And she has this one very tiny pine needle basket that was I was always fascinated by just because it
how you can do that
so small and make mm-hmm. it so perfect and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and so it's very interesting. In booking the speakers for this evening, I've learned a lot more about the tradition and the history behind it. And within most of the nations, it was actually one of those traditions that was threatened with being lost to the tribal knowledge because the older people who were doing the basket weaving traditions couldn't find anybody interested in learning it. And so they had the knowledge, they just didn't have anyone to disseminate it to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And our moderator this evening is Debbie Clifton, who's with the Lafayette Science Museum here in town. And she was very instrumental, particularly with the HOMA, in getting them to identify members who were interested in learning the tradition, even if they were adults, mm-hmm. I say even if though they were adults, but you know,
right,
learning
starting
it
as children,
right? You know, not picking it up, you know, at a very young age, but you know, sitting down and having to learn the techniques and go through that very exacting process of learning something when you're kind of feel like you're done with your
well, and it's a very time consuming, mm-hmm. very tedious in many ways process. These little baskets. It's not just some people may be familiar with those oak strips, which have their own
right.
process, but it's not as tiny and it's not as precise as these Native American baskets.
Right, and mm-hmm. the HOMA work with palmetto leaves, and they have to dry them and then break them into strips. And then the Cushata are the pine needle baskets. And then we'll also have the Chitimacha this evening. And they use river birch, mm-hmm. excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice, you know, there's so much variety and so much dimension to basket weaving. And we'll have a nice representation of that. Unfortunately, the Cushata are not going to be able to make it this evening, though they will be at Vermilionville later this month for Culture Day, but they had some things come up within the tribe that's keeping them from coming to town. Mm-hmm. But they did want me to make sure everybody knew that they are actively teaching their youth and they have classes ongoing. And they've been working with some state agencies to make sure that they have pine trees planted so that their materials are plentiful and that supply is not threatened.
Is it a particular pine tree that they use?
It must be. She didn't I spoke with Linda Langley with the tribe, and she didn't specify exactly what pine tree it is, but it must be if they were mm-hmm. doing special plantings because pine trees are kind of plentiful enough as it is, it
seems. Right, so it must be a particular needle that they're using. So represented this evening at Vermilionville will be the Homa. Mm-hmm. And who else will be there?
And the Chittimacha tribes.
The Chittimacha. Yeah. And Debbie Clifton will be moderating, mm-hmm. but there will be members from the tribes there who actually create the baskets.
Right, who and have learned have learned from their elders or who are actively teaching the youth in their nation. So.
Mm-hmm. Will there be samples of the baskets there?
There will be some samples. It will not be a hands-on demonstration, mm-hmm. but they will demonstrate their techniques.
Mm-hmm. And does Vermilionville have some of the baskets in like a museum, or do they keep some on permanent display?
I know that they have some in their inventory. I'm not sure how many of them are on display at the moment.
But maybe during the Native American.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know that the Lafayette Science Museum also has some in their museum inventory. I was lucky enough once to go into their vault and see them, and it's fascinating. You know, we're talking about baskets, but they make so many other things. They make masks. They make these very intricate baskets that look like animals. There's a lot more to it than just a simple basket vessel.
Right, mm-hmm. So. To hold something. Well, now, Debbie Clifton, tell people a bit more about her. She's a very interesting person in the world of folklore. And
Yes, she's a poet, and she's an instructor and through the Modern Languages Department, as well as a curator at the Lafayette Science Museum. And, you know, she's worked with a lot of these tribes to preserve aspects of their tribal knowledge and history. And she's one of those very quiet people, but with a large presence. And she said once when we were talking about the Science Museum's basketry holdings, she said that it – I wish I could remember the exact – words she used, but that it's not just an example of the culture of the Native American tribe, but it's a demonstration of their resilience. Mm-hmm. And I'm butchering that. It was so beautiful. Really wish I could find it. Yeah. I have it somewhere in my notes.
Artifacts are not just historical things that we can marvel over, but they are metaphors for something much deeper and richer.
Absolutely.
In the cultures.
And I think that they'll be talking about that this evening. What do these baskets mean to them? What goes into it? Where did this knowledge come from? And how does it really how is it emblematic of their history as a people?
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to the children when they see it? And what do you impart to them about these baskets? If you are just tuning in, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, talking about the Backyard Series. There will be a presentation this evening at Vermilionville. It's called Louisiana Basketry Traditions, La Tradition de la Vannerie en Louisiane, Basketry Traditions. And two of the tribes who are known for their baskets will be there this mm-hmm. evening, and they will be demonstrating, and you can see some samples of their work and talk to them about it. And of course, Debbie Clifton, who we're just talking about it, will be leading it and rather poetically guiding us through the history and that very rich culture. So it's tonight. It's free as always.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be offering supper before people would like to purchase it.
There's always an affordable meal offered by Vermilionville's catering staff and La Cuisine de Mama, the restaurant on Vermilionville's property. And it's amazing. Like, once I put the Facebook event up, people always want to know what's for dinner. I guess it's the one thing I don't include, mm-hmm. the information. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the speakers and the topic and everything, but not what's for dinner. So I would guess it's going to be gumbo. It has been even through the hot summer months.
We're so desperate for cold weather that we want gumbo. Well, but you have created that wonderful ambiance of it's in your own backyard, mm-hmm. and it's just at the right time where, you can bring the family, bring your friends, and have a little dinner, and then join in the presentation.
Absolutely. We've learned, you know, this is our fifth year, and so we've learned how to make it easier on the audience and to really get them out there and without too much complication, you know, with the recent traffic stuff going on the thruway, they instituted a J-turn at University in the thruway. So now it's a little more complicated to get to Vermilionville than it used to be. But once you either learn how to get around it or work that system. It's no big deal. But, you know, we do it. We like to have it on. We've had it on regularly scheduled on the same day and same time of every month. And offering dinner really seems to help. And then just, you know, the topics
right.
are so fun.
And I do have to say, you know, there are probably still a lot of people out there who every time they hear you talk about one, they think, I really need to go. I need to go to one of those. And you really do now because the series is going to be changing
yes.
after December. You're not getting rid of it, but it's going to be changing, kind of morphing into something a little bit different.
Right.
So these next few months, if you've not taken the opportunity to go to one of the Backyard Series presentations, it would be a really good time to do so.
Thank you, Judith. Mm-hmm. It's so true. In the new year, we will be changing the format of the Backyard Series, and it won't be every month anymore. It'll be on a quarterly basis, and it'll be a day and a half, and it'll be much more of a workshop, symposium-type format. We will still retain an evening component, very much like what the Backyard Series is now, because we've learned how much people really appreciate it and enjoy it and want to attend it. So we're definitely going to keep that component in the new year, but it won't be as regular as it is this, you know, every month like it is now. And if there are topics that you haven't seen yet, we do have, let's see, about 32 of them, of past Backyard Series topics edited down, and they are at AOC, and they've been putting them into their programming schedule, so you can catch them there. And once our new website is live, we'll have links to all of them as well.
All right, so you can have your own cup of gumbo at your house and
yeah.
go online or head on over to the Center for Louisiana Studies and watch them over there. That is the Backyard Series, and you will have the opportunity to see them on video. But over the next 3-4 months,
yeah.
You can still attend them each month at Vermilionville. So great opportunity tonight, and also an opportunity to learn about a topic that has not been addressed yet in the Backyard Series.
Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
So it's basketry. And, of course, it's festival time, and a lot of people do look for the baskets at various festivals and when there are native crafts mm-hmm. that are being offered. And this way you'll know a lot more about the history and the background of those baskets.
Yes, it's a great opportunity to learn about it, to ask those questions you might not feel comfortable or have the right you know, opportunity to ask about when you're looking at them in
right.
a booth or a festival setting.
So the doors open at 6 and you can purchase dinner, and then
yep.
the presentation starts at 6:30.
That's right. We like to give everybody a chance to come in and get settled, get their meals, do a little visiting, and then we start the program at 6:30.
All right. And again, it's free and open to everyone. So let's mention those upcoming presentations. Again, that will be the last in this particular form of the Backyard Series.
Sure. Let's see. In October, we have Pascal Storytelling, which is a really exciting topic. We've had to reschedule it a couple times because we've had trouble booking our speakers. But we'll have Mitch Reed, and if his brother is not offshore, his brother Curtis will also join him, as well as Barry Ancelet. And Pascal Storytelling is a really fun storytelling tradition that Mitch Reed's family seems to have perfected over the generations. And you'll learn more about it in October. And that's right. That's the same week as Festivals Acadien. So it'll get you in that festival mode for sure. And then in November, we'll have the UL Lafayette Traditional Music Ensemble Showcase, and that'll be hosted by Mark DeWitt. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity to learn more about the traditional music program here at UL, the different opportunities that you can have. It's not just Cajun music. It's not just Creole music. It's all sorts of traditional music, and they'll be playing selections. And the ensemble will be playing selections from all those classes. And then in December, we're really excited. We're going to cap it off once again with the evolution of Cajun and Creole cooking. And this year we have some excellent sponsors. We're also going to be adding the dimension of cooking with beer to the evening.
So traditional.
Yes. Well, you know.
It's the evolution.
There's always yeah. beer with cooking around here, it seems. Or more often than not, I should say, not always. But and so we have a wonderful guest chef coming in, and a home chef as well, so that they will be demonstrating their different techniques and dishes and sharing stories. And we will have a suggested donation for that last event because we have run out of our grant funds.
Well, I'm sure people won't mind with the beer tasting and the food for that last program.
Yes,
and you'll be back to tell us more about that as that one gets closer. But you can mark those on your calendar, second Tuesday of each month, and that will continue through December. Check out the Center for Louisiana Studies website, and you can find out more about those programs that you perhaps missed and you might want to check out on their video collection. 6 o'clock tonight, the presentation begins at 6:30, and everyone is invited to find out more about this really beautiful part of our culture in Louisiana. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith.